Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. An IoT botnet attack was used on a YouTube ad revenue fraud. The malware, known as the Moon, used infected IoT devices to drive traffic to YouTube videos to gain ad revenue. The botnet was noticed in 2014 and has been used for a variety of attacks apart from the recently discovered ad revenue fraud. Desperate for data on its competitors, Facebook has been secretly paying to people to install a Facebook Research VPN that lets the company suck in all of the users' phone and web activity, similar to Facebook's OnAvo project app that Apple banned in June and that was removed in August. Facebook sidesteps the App Store and rewards teenagers and adults to download the research app and give it root access to network traffic, and that may be a violation of Apple policy. So the social network can decrypt and analyze their phone activity, a TechCrunch investigation confirms. Facebook admitted to TechCrunch it was running the research program to gather data on usage habits. Prisons in the United States are building biometric databases that include hundreds of thousands of individuals' voice prints, according to The Intercept. The technology extracts and digitizes people's voices into unique, identifiable biometric signatures, known as voice prints. It can be used to track phone calls, identify individuals from past communications, and flag calls deemed to be suspicious for review. China and Russia are capable of launching cyber attacks that could bring down electricity grids or hospitals, according to the annual U.S. Worldwide Threat Assessment. The report cites cyber attacks, online misinformation, and election interference as the top concerns. It says China and Russia are the likeliest countries to attack U.S. infrastructure, able to cause disruption for days or even weeks. Researchers from MIT IBM Watson AI Lab develop a collective learning strategy that lets a pair of AI agents work together. The algorithm teaches the robot agents how to exchange advice to help them complete a task. The research showed that two agents were able to leverage each other's knowledge and complete a simple navigation task 50% faster. The work will be presented at this week's Conference of Artificial Intelligence in Hawaii. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.